From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The Great Salt Lake in Utah is, as its name suggests, very salty. It also emits a putrid smell and swarms with brine shrimp and flies. Still, this weekend, several dozen people are expected to race in a swimming marathon out on the Great Salt Lake, and some people swim there regularly. NPR's Howard Berkus tells us why.
This is a lake so great it covers 1,700 square miles. It's five times saltier than the ocean with storms that bring surfable waves. It has brine shrimp that swim right into swimsuits and brine flies that fly right into mouths. This Great Salt Lake is the perfect place for a good long swim.
If you can swim here, you can swim pretty much anywhere. You have all the different facets of difficult open water, wide variety of temperatures, wide variety of wind direction, currents, and it's fun.
Surgical technician Stacy Schluckbeer stands in a circle of six swimmers in the parking lot of the Great Salt Lake Marina, about 16 miles west of Salt Lake City. They're all in swimming suits, and they like the open water of reservoirs, lakes, and even oceans. Once a week at least in the fall, winter, and spring, they'll dip into this lake and swim from 400 yards to 6 miles.
It's so huge, and boat traffic is light. On a normal day, you're lucky to even see one boat, so it's a very safe place to swim.
Safe from jet skis and motorboats, says school teacher Goody Tyler. The salt is tough on them, and it's also tough on swimmers. Even the taste stands out, says software developer Gordon Gridley, who swam the English Channel last summer.
The Great Salt Lake was like swallowing a battery, whereas swimming in the ocean was like a glass of lemonade.
And in some ways, the ocean is easier on the swimmers than the lake.
If you swallow the water, that could be potentially hazardous. So you could end up throwing your guts up. And I guess the other main thing is getting chafed. Because it's so salty, it's almost like sandpaper rubbing against you. And it doesn't take long before you start to get blistered up. And in some cases, it's just really, really painful. It burns. So that's why we put the grease on.
The grease is a combination of Vaseline and lanolin, and it glistens on the skin of the swimmers as we talk. They learn to breathe through their nostrils while swimming to avoid inhaling lake water. That also helps with brine flies.
They'll fly right in your mouth and sometimes right down into your lungs, and then you're coughing up not water, but brine flies.
They get so bad in late summer, swimmers take a break from the lake. Still, the nuisances add up to bragging rights, to gnarliness for Salt Lake swimmers.
You're hardcore. When you're out here, you are hardcore. You're not just, you know, just a pool swimmer, or you're just not, you know, just... You're out here, no wetsuit, you're swimming in the salt, you know, it's, you're the real deal.
I think we're going in by the boat ramp, boys.
And there's nothing hardcore about talking to me in a parking lot, so the swimmers walk down a concrete boat ramp and into the water, dragging inflated bright orange bags so they're easily spotted by sailboats and each other. The other big attraction for doing this is the setting. A vast and stunning inland sea, framed by snow-capped mountain ranges and its own mountainous islands.
Swim was good. Felt great.
Back at the marina, Goody Tyler rinses off the salt and issues a challenge, a way to sense some of what the swimmers experience without actually slipping on a Speedo and joining them.
Go down to the water and just get a handful, put it in your mouth, and then spit it out. Just try it.
Oh, man, that is salty. Oh.
Oh. You'll never forget it.
I won't.
I haven't. It took a gallon of sweet tea to get rid of that skanky taste, which won't deter the marathon swimmers this Saturday. They'll wade in at a brown and jagged island in the distance. It's 8 miles from there to here. That's more than 3.5 hours in the brine, enough to begin the curing process. Last year after the race, the swimmers stuck out their tongues. The most wrinkled, reddened, and pickled flesh won a special prize, a jar of pickles. Howard Berkus, NPR News, at the Great Salt Lake.